One of the men sentenced was managing a property, and the other man was the owner of a property nearby. The manager and the owner got together and decided that they would take unprocessed wiener cattle from the victim's property and transport them to the other property, where they were then processed, branded, and ear tagged as belonging to that property. These ones were calves and wieners, so with these golf properties, which are breeder blocks, the manager's duties each year are to muster the cows, the breeding cows, and then they'll draft off the calves and the wiener-sized cattle, which are ready to come off of the cows, and they'll then earmark them and brand them as the property of origin that they're on. What happened here was that the manager neglected to brand a portion of those cattle, and the owner of the other property would come and pick them up and truck them to his property, where he'd process them as his own. Well, it was a very long road, as we, as your listeners will know. It, 3 years from the time the complaint did come through, and a lot of that time was simply identifying what had happened and how it had happened. Many witnesses had to be located and identified and then provide a version. Many witnesses were unwilling to provide a version, fearing a fallout within the pastoral industry in which they lived and worked. So we do thank many of the witnesses who come forward for their courage and witness statements, and the investigation to corroborate what was said in those witness statements certainly made it a successful prosecution. It's a tremendous financial loss, and the victim has told us that the loss has flow-on effects, such as mental health of him and his family, the cash flow of the business, spending money on improvements and herd management. All of that is drastically affected. And the sad thing in this was the victim felt that the property was underperforming and still had faith in his manager right up until the manager quit.